now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Matthew Henson was a stock clerk in a Washington, D.C. hat store when he first met Robert Perry. Lieutenant Perry, later Rear Admiral, had come to the store to purchase a Sun helmet and was looking for an assistant to accompany him on an expedition, and he asked the store owner for recommendations. The shopkeeper was quick to recommend Henson for the job. Perry sized up the young man and then offered him the position, and thus began a 22-year relationship of exploration, ultimately leading both men to a frigid search for the North Pole. It was Perry who outfitted, planned, and led their various expeditions, but it was Henson who especially grew to enjoy the Eskimo homeland. He adapted to the Arctic with such enthusiasm that he even spoke of living with the Eskimos in northern Greenland one day. Henson never did actually take up permanent residence in the Arctic North, but he adopted the Eskimo language. He learned to drive a dog sled as well as the best of the Eskimo hunters, and he otherwise adapted so well to his new situation that the Eskimos gave him an Eskimo name that meant Matthew the Kind One. They called him the Great Miapaluk. So, flexibility. Flexibility is a willingness to adapt to new and perhaps uncomfortable situations and to do so with enthusiasm. And Matthew Henson's cheerful adaptation to the new conditions of the Arctic became so legendary that the Eskimos of northern Greenland adopted a new word into their vocabulary to describe his unusual spirit. Henson regularly wakened the team each morning with a cheerful voice, shouting, "Adulu! Adulu!" And the word Adulu was a nonsense word Matthew had invented. It meant nothing in the Eskimo language, but it was humorous to the sturdy natives of the Northland to hear it and to see Matthew Henson's enthusiasm in the face of the difficulties of their journey. As a result, the Eskimos of Greenland adopted Matthew's invented word, Adulu, and succeeding generations continue to use it with a general meaning to accept difficulty with hope and good spirits. Flexibility is adapting to new conditions with a cheerful attitude. Ironically, it was the tropics of Nicaragua that Perry had originally hired Henson to explore with him, but Henson adapted enthusiastically to the later development. Attitude has more to do with choice than circumstances. When the climate changes, literally or figuratively, face what comes with flexibility and adapt gracefully. Because he adapted gracefully to new conditions, Matthew Henson joined Robert Perry as the first to reach the North Pole on April 6th of 1909. In my business, in real estate, in your life, we all have the option of adapting or being rigid. The last seven words of a dying company are, "We've never done it that way before." Whether you're a CEO, a desk clerk, or a technician, your willingness to adapt to changes in technology and improvements in policy is imperative if a company is to survive and thrive. The mere urge to survive would motivate a person to respond to a sudden change, like Matthew Henson's transition from tropical adventure to Arctic exploration. The defining feature of flexibility, however, is the cheerful attitude with which a person is able to accept such extreme change and adapt without complaint. When you find yourself in a transition that feels like an Arctic plunge, rather than gritting your teeth to survive it, conquer your attitude. Then conquer the elements and adapt gracefully. I know that you and I, at different points in our lives, are going to want to just survive. And we'll be tempted to just grit our teeth and just try to get through. Sometimes it's a daily thing for us. Sometimes it's just we want to survive till five and call it a day. But rather than just surviving, and rather than just getting by, whether you're a government worker or you're currently working for yourself, embrace the opportunity that you have. Reject the temptation to accept less than your very best. Enjoy your job. The word enthusiasm literally means to be filled with God. Enthusiasm. When you see a great basketball player, football player, spokesperson or otherwise, when someone is really enthusiastic in their life, It's attractive, and we're drawn really to how they are filled with God, with the Spirit of God. Matthew Henson's cheerful adaptation to the new conditions of the Arctic again became so legendary that the Eskimos of northern Greenland adopted a new word to describe his unusual spirit. Turn around, go in the direction of Matthew. This is a good word for all of us, is it not? Let's be more flexible. Let's remember what Richard Hooker said. Change is not made without inconvenience, even from worse to better. Whether you're physically going through PT like I have and going through the pain of having somebody work my shoulder over, I know I'm getting better, my knee as well, and my goal is to play ice hockey again this winter. Take that, adopt that attitude change, the attitude of gratitude, and your flexibility, your bending to the pressures around you will help you become a better person, a better salesman, a better government worker, a better father, a better son, and so much more. Well, I'm out of time for this segment. I've got my closing thoughts coming up right after this.